Healthy snacks in Japan. The joy of soy. Defying Western food imperialism.
If you want to learn how to live longer, look at the people of Okinawa, a string of islands in southwestern Japan. Raised on a diet of fish and soya beans, their life expectancy is among the highest on earth. There is a natural control group. Many Okinawans fled to Brazil and Hawaii after the Second World War, where they switched to a meatier diet of steaks and burgers. All have been studied regularly by Japanese researchers over the past 3 decades to prove that a soya-rich diet can prolong life. Now it is time for the taste test. Can a healthy bag of soya nibbles sweep the fatty potato snack off the table? Kaworu Yamada, a young food specialist at Otsuka Pharmaceutical, a Japanese drug company, has risen to the challenge. She dislikes the taste of soya, so she invented a lightly baked soya pastry that tastes of cheese, is crispy, has soya beans rattling inside it, and can sit on a desk or even a bar for months without going soggy. Called Soy Carrot, her creation went on sale in Japan this month. Otsuka, which also produces a big-selling health drink called Pocari Sweat, sees it as a part of a counter-offensive against Western snacks that are making Asians fatter. The science is compelling. Research, albeit part-sponsored by Otsuka, suggests that eating soya protein quickly lowers blood pressure, reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease. The company notes that the average American eats less soya in a year than the average Japanese eats in a day. Otsuka is not alone in Japan in trying to use science to sell consumer products. For instance, Uniqlo, a clothes retailer, sells high-tech underwear that it says makes sweat dry quicker. But the marketing may be a problem. Sophisticated diners insist that soya is scrumptious, but others vehemently disagree. Gary Larson, a cartoonist, once drew 3 disgusted lionesses spitting out the wobbly flesh of a tofuda beast, one of the Serengeti's obnoxious health antelopes. It struck a chord. Soy Carrot's brand name is tricky. Whatever the spelling, it evokes the idea of 2 things children shun and adults munch only reluctantly. Perhaps it should be portrayed as something laid back and Okinawan instead, like a bar snack. After all, what could be better than a life-enhancing glass of Orion beer in one hand and a life-extending bag of soya snacks in the other?